It's a great day to be an American. It's a great day to be in America. And think about those troops who are not in America, who've been serving two presidents, who don't have strategies to win in Afghanistan, who don't have reasons for keeping 37,000 troops on the DMZ in South Korea, who don't have a reason for having 40,000 of our troops in Germany. I mean, the list goes on and on. Folks, I truly believe this. We have a general staff that has failed our men and women in uniform. Those brave men and women that you and I and all Americans support deserve far better. From our general staff, from our civilian leadership, whether Republican or Democrat, whether in the White House or whether in Congress, it is time to bring those troops home and restore this nation's values to our foreign policy, to our decisions as to how to deploy and why we deploy our military, and to what regions and to what nations, and ask ourselves, where did we acquire the right to tell a nation what they should be, who they should be? When did we acquire that right? And how would we respond as Americans should another nation try to subjugate us? Should another nation try to tell us what our form of government will be? How would we react? Well, I pray to God we would react with the most powerful explosion of resistance imaginable on this planet.